Many spies were arrested, but only a handful were executed. Most escaped jail, bribed their way out, or were exchanged for enemy prisoners. In numerous cases, Lincoln disapproved or commuted the death sentences for spies and ordered many of them released if they swore an oath of allegiance to the Union. Lincoln's cabinet decided to send a message to Richmond pointing out that Washington had been lenient with captured Confederate spies. If Lewis, Scully, and Webster were executed, the Federals might change that policy and start hanging Confederate agents, the message warned. Pinkerton then waited for a response. It came on April 25th, as McClellan still maneuvered his siege guns into place. Lewis and Scully had been spared the gallows, but the court in Richmond delivered its guilty verdict that day in Webster's case and ordered him to be hanged on April 29th. Hattie Lawton was allowed daily visits to comfort Webster, who was still racked with rheumatism. She appealed to Davis's wife to spare her husband. Verena Davis refused to become involved in the case. Webster asked Winder if he could be executed honorably by a firing squad instead of being hanged like a common felon. The provost marshal refused. With Lawton crumpled on the floor wailing, guards dragged Webster, who could barely walk, out of his cell as dawn broke on April 29th. A carriage escorted by a cavalry company took him to the old Richmond Fairgrounds, which was now Camp Lee. Soldiers and curious spectators crowded around a wooden scaffold erected on the north side of the parade grounds. A jailer and one of Winder's detectives lifted the condemned spy up the steps to hangman John Caphart, who bound his hands behind his back and his feet together with ropes and placed a black cloth bag over his head. But Caphart fit the rope around Webster's neck too loosely. The trapdoor was sprung, and with a sickening thud, Webster fell from the gibbet to the ground below, where he lay dazed and confused. His head had slipped through the noose. The jailer and detective lifted him up the steps once more. "I suffer a double death," Webster said with one of his last breaths.